Greetings, Apropossi, and buckle up for the sex. It's okay. The Apropos of Nothing podcast.
Wow.
With your hosts, Salsa, James,
Bullshit, and Jenna.
Well, I wanted to get to this.
Oh, I wanted to get to this, too. I'm not going to lie. Happy birthday, motherfucker.
Yeah, it's my birthday, so we're drinking birthday cake.
Woo!
Yeah!
Which is...
It's so sparkly.
So first, nice. You take a cocktail glass, and you put honey around the rim.
Mm.
And then you dip the honey in sprinkles. So you got a sprinkle rim, all right? Once you got the sprinkle rim, you take and you put ice in a cocktail shaker and you put 2 ounces of whipped vodka, ounce and a half of amaretto, 1 ounce of white chocolate liqueur, and 2 ounces of half and half, or in Jenna's case, non-dairy cream.
Yes.
In Jenna's case, none and none.
Yes. The only... white chocolate liqueur I was able to find that was non-dairy was a white chocolate strawberry, so...
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
No,
I know, right? It's going to be awful. But, this is what we're drinking, so...
This looks so unicorn and so not what I would think of for Salsa's birthday drink. Like this is
ridiculous.
An Angela Fox
very much so.
Drink.
Yeah.
Mm, if only she wasn't allergic to 9 of these 10 things.
Well, if I can drink it, she's most likely also able to drink it.
Well,
so.
I hope you can drink it.
Yeah, we'll find out.
There we go.
Well, that's lovely.
That's fantastic. Mm. Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, happy birthday, fucknut.
So what y'all been up to?
I did a hockey thing with James on Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I mean, do we want to start with that and then work our way around?
Yeah, no, you can talk about what you guys did and then
we'll talk about that.
Then we'll talk about what I did because that's how we usually do things.
Well,
all right. Not always.
The two of you did something together and then I didn't.
But we did a thing together with you.
Oh, yeah, I was there.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering. You know what? No, we'll save it for the end. Fuck it.
God damn it.
Well, I did a Thanksgiving thing with you and without James.
Yeah,
and I did a pseudo-Thanksgiving thing with James and without you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, goodness.
So I hope the two of you did your own Thanksgiving thing together without me.
Ramen Wednesday?
Mix them up real quick.
Damn.
So Saturday was Friendsgiving and Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And that was delightful. My brother and my daughter were able to make it this
year.
Yes. Oh, God, this drink is just too good.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go through it real fast.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Me too. Mm-hmm. as Salsa preps the next one.
No, there was a tiny little bit left in the shaker.
Well, I suppose the birthday boy gets it.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, it was lovely to do a Thanksgiving thing where my family was able to make it and around friends and people that I had done things. It was good actual family and friends tradition shenanigans. And everything was delicious that I could eat. I don't know if I want to out anybody on the podcast, but
let's not name names, but
there was a mix up in the things that I was able to eat.
Oh.
And the food being prepared was not something that I could eat in certain situations.
Oh, tragedy.
And basically, because of this, Raiderly offered to make me just like a chicken breast, which was great.
Huh.
I was like, yay, I get food.
Yeah.
So she continues to be amazing and incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to eat.
Yeah, no, the ham was covered in pineapple.
Yep.
Yeah, that's, nope.
Yep.
Almost everything else had dairy in it.
Yeah.
I mean, that would have been fine if it weren't for the scalloped mashed potatoes, the green bean casserole covered in cream, the,
forbidden
thing after
donut.
Thing. Okay, where's the dairy in this dish?
Content warning. Eat something before listening to this. Or during. I'm not picky.
But
make this cocktail and then drink a little.
Oh, my God. Oh. So good. But yeah, so, but there was still plenty for me to eat. You just, you know, there were certain things I was like, okay, I know this has dairy. I'll just pay for it later. The problem is I did in fact pay for it later. Oh. Like that evening I was going to do a bunch of like house cleaning and turkey prep and things like that. And, instead I went to bed.
Yeah, the dairy intolerant layaway plan. Yeah.
I was super cranky and super crampy, and Joe was just like, you should just go to bed, Jenna. I'll get some stuff done. I live here, too, but, like, you should go to bed.
The Thanksgiving parade brought the, you know, Santa, and the Thanksgiving dinner brought Krampus.
I'm mad that I actually enjoy and appreciate that.
You know what? All right. Oh, the dryer says that's the wrong answer.
Oh. Eh. Survey says. Anyway.
But then Friday, I had some people over at my place. My annual anti-consumerism shindig. I worked one Black Friday in retail for 12 hours. Decided I would never go out on Black Friday ever again.
Yeah.
So I had people over for ostensibly board games, but we ended up playing Jackbox games, which was great.
Yeah.
It was
board
the right
crowd.
Board
games were played.
Huh?
Board games did get played.
They did.
But?
But it pretty much became a Jackbox thing, which it was the right crowd for it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I mean, Jackbox is a digital board game.
It really kind of is.
Pretty much, yeah.
It accomplished what I wanted to, which was games with friends.
Yeah.
So
that's really the important thing.
But then I've set up a tradition of having basically a Thanksgiving meal in crock pots. I did roast a turkey for my first time this year. It wasn't like a turkey. It was like 2 3-pound butter balls because that was what was left in the grocery store.
Sure.
But it was still like, it was an experience, and I had them sit in a whiskey maple brine for a few hours. Mm-hmm. Not in the fridge, just out on the thing beforehand, because I didn't get that done the night before because I was cramping and went to bed and forgot about it. So, yeah, whatever.
It all ties together.
I know. But it did actually, like, just having it out on the counter in the bag with everything, sitting there for a few hours, really, like, it did what I wanted it to do. I did the first hour uncovered and then covered it for the rest of the roast, which was a trick somebody had given for...
Interesting. That's like the opposite of what I've always
for
heard.
Proper... that's what I saw, and it worked real well. Like, the skin was nice and, like, crisp, crunchy. And the insides were still moist. Like, it was pretty good, so... I don't know. Somebody said, no, do it this way. And I did. And it turned out real good. The one thing that I did not know, I was like, I don't know what temperature this is supposed to be. And like, I, for some reason in my head, I had it as 185.
Internal temperature?
Internal temperature.
God.
Yeah. So Joe comes walking through the kitchen and like he knows things. I was like, so what's the internal temp need to be? Like 185? And he's like, 165, Jenna. It's poultry. 170 if you're really being persnickety about it. Yeah. And I was like, oh, well, nobody's going to die eating this. But it was still really moist. It was still good. So like, I'm not mad about it. I was just
it was delicious.
Well, this is done then.
Okay.
And I put it in a crock pot with some gravy that came with the butterball turkey. I did buttery mashed potatoes with chives, non-dairy butter. Accidentally, just because of my, dietary restrictions, everything except for the turkey was vegan. Because I had non-dairy buttery mashed potatoes with chives. I had wild rice. And I even used like a vegetable, bouillon cubes.
Bouillon. Oh no, I'm croissant girl.
Bjorn yawn.
Bourguignon? Yeah. Use Bourguignon. A couple of damn vegetable Bourguignon cubes. Okay. But, yeah.
Got them Boolean cubes.
I had that one random sauce that I made up that is incredible and shouldn't be. Mm-hmm. You've had it before, Salsa. The mushroom, craisin, and walnut sauce. I use golden mushroom as opposed to cream of mushroom now, but it's basically the same thing. And it tastes like holiday meal. Yeah. I don't know how to describe it better than that.
It tastes like Thanksgiving.
It really does. Yeah.
Sure, and you can
put that on a wide variety of things. I like it on my wild rice.
Mm-hmm. On your spud taters.
You can put it on your taters. You can put it on your turkey.
I did.
Yeah. So I made that. I made yams with marshmallows. Mm-hmm. And I made a butternut squash soup from a carton, not the way I had had it the day before.
Is yams with marshmallows, is that Midwest or America?
That almost seems like a Southern dish to me.
Seem Southern, doesn't it?
Southern/Midwest? Sweet potatoes with marshmallows seems like it's in the same culinary food group as, like, candle salad.
Like, sweet potato pie is very much a Southern thing.
I feel like yams with marshmallow is the center of the U.S. I feel like it spans from Minnesota down to Texas.
Okay.
But it doesn't hit the coast.
Not coastal? Okay.
Yeah.
I think it's much more of a plains area.
I just suddenly realized I wasn't sure if that was a typically American dish or if it was a typically Midwestern dish.
Well, I don't remember having any when I've been further south.
Okay.
So you're saying it's like Rust Belt?
Could just be north of KC.
It's not a belt, it's a suspender because it goes north-south.
God damn, that's funny. I'm real... Oh, fuck, I'm mad about it.
You're not mad, you were delighted by it.
I was delighted by those potatoes.
Yeah, God.
Yeah.
I was really mad at myself for those potatoes. They were supposed to be like pure pretty style potatoes with the sour cream. Mm-hmm. And I forgot to get non-dairy sour cream. And I was like, oh, I guess they're just going to be amazingly buttery and full of chives and goodness. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Not delicious mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I was a little mad for myself because that's tradition, you know? But yeah, everything in a crock pot. Ready to be served, because basically for Black Friday, I have so many friends that are doing theater things, like theater shows that are opening that night or the next week, so they're starting their tech or whatever.
Oh, man.
I just kind of open house it a bit, and I'm never sure if I'm going to get 2 or 20 people. I don't know, and I try, like, I put a thing out there, and I'm like, hey, let me know if you're coming. Definitely let me know if you're bringing children, because I would like to have spaces available for them, stuff like that. And I think I had 2 people say they were coming this time, and a chunk of maybes. And most of the people that showed up weren't even original maybes on the thing. Like, it was just like, eh. But I try not to stress over that one too much. I just make a bunch of food, and then, oh no, I have...
Yeah.
Turkey food. Leftovers?
Yeah.
But I mean, again,
my life is sad.
Those self-same theater people don't know if they're going to make it until
half of them,
day
yeah.
of.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. It's a terrible point.
Well.
But it's a good point.
I mean, if you have tech, you should know.
Well, but.
Oh, shit.
You never know with tech. Tech is, you never, at the end of tech, you may be like, I need to go out and have some fun with people and socialize, or you may be like, I just want to sit in a dark room
because
I've grown a shell that I will retreat into.
Because it's Black Friday, I usually start at, like, 1. Mm. Mm-hmm. So, like, I have it through the afternoon into the evening, so that if you have an evening tech, you can still show up for food.
Okay.
I know some people weren't able to make it because they were painting a set that afternoon.
Running lines, something.
And, yeah, doing things like that.
Spicy.
So, like,
when it comes to theater people, they just get a pass. For me. Obviously, you have your own, you know, opinion.
Should have a rough idea.
Yeah.
No, but still, the whole day is just craziness and insanity for most people.
Jenna knows how long it's going to take her to use the bathroom.
That's
so,
true.
Like,
it's usually just about 2 minutes.
But most people are sane.
It's going to be 2.5 if I need to take a shit. But yeah, I'm pretty quick and efficient.
It's 1.5 if you pick her up and squeeze her gently.
No, it's like then 5.5 minutes because there's a good 3 minutes of me beating the shit out of you for barging into the
bathroom. Like a plastic ketchup.
While I'm shitting, fuck you, don't ever. I will end you. And I think that one's fair.
Would it be ketchup or brown sauce?
Ew. So anyway.
Moving on.
In that case, if it's ketchup, you should see a doctor.
Okay, moving on. He said moving on.
Oh, sorry.
He said moving on, James.
Moving on.
I know you don't hear it when I say it, but I thought when the white guy said it, you'd pay attention. I didn't actually think that. Let's
There's
be
another
real.
Guy here?
Oh, my God.
Oh.
But, yeah. And here's the thing. Like, I timed all of the food perfectly.
Yep.
It all came out and was done and ready by 1 o'clock when I told people they could start showing up. So my first guest showed up at 2:15, which is fine. Again, it's like an open house style.
Yeah.
But I was so goddamn proud of having everything. Like the last bits were set up at like noon 55.
Ooh.
I was just like, oh, my timing is so good. And my people probably aren't going to be here for another couple hours, I'm just going to start eating.
Mm-hmm.
And I did, and it was great.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, I did that. And then, Sunday I did a hockey thing with James.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Salsa may have also been in the area.
I believe he might have been.
But I'll wait to talk about that until later,
because
I'll just have more to add.
Many things happened, but, well, first of all, Jenna, you saved my Thanksgiving, so you didn't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
how did I do that?
There was that. So I was making a ham. I decided on ham for many reasons, one of which was that it was a $1.40 a pound.
That's a good reason.
Which is a fucking
damn good
great
reason.
Yeah. The other thing was that my sister had told me that she was making a second main dish. So I knew that the oven was going to be occupied.
Okay.
Could not rely on temperature, could not rely on time, could not rely on space. So whatever I needed to make, it needed to be made not in the oven.
Okay.
So I bought a 10-pound bone-in ham shank, not pre-cut, but pre-cooked. So it just needed to be reheated.
Sure.
Mm. And then I dropped it into a slow cooker for 6.5 hours.
Yeah.
And
good way to do it.
Yeah,
this was the first time that I'd ever done it.
Mm-hmm.
Turned out really well. I used there's an apple cider, like a sparkling apple cider that you can buy that has ginger, like chunks of ginger in it.
Yeah, that sounds amazing.
Fucking incredible. Yeah, but there wasn't quite enough.
Mm.
I didn't reach because I had to use a much larger cooker.
Yeah.
Then because the smaller cooker, I tried like cutting segments.
Yeah, yeah, no, big hunk of ham.
It's not
going to
fucking fit in that. So I ended up using the much larger cooker, and it was not deep enough. So I added water and spices, and I was like, it's pretty watery. And it turned out that in my car, my tiny, tiny car,
yes,
I still had those cider pouches. So it turns
out we've been drinking the last 2 weeks.
There was one more thing that we could add to that cider, and it's a fucking 10-pound ham.
Nice!
Dropped several of those in there, and it turned out perfectly moist.
That's amazing.
Oh my God,
very
yes.
tender.
That is amazing.
Absolutely exquisite. Do recommend.
It's a Thanksgiving miracle.
It was. And I told Jax, I was like, Jenna saved the day. She doesn't even know it. She's going to be delighted.
I am delighted.
That is amazing.
So good.
Yeah.
I love every bit of that.
Yay.
So, also, I want to try this.
Oh my God, yes. Please do. Like I said, Aldi, $1.40 a pound.
Yeah, no, that's real good.
Holy shit, yeah. Also, I did so much reading on, like, what to buy and how to prep it and all of that stuff, and it turns out that I just, like, luckily grabbed the right thing. Fuck. All
right. Like a white man, yeah. James happened into the right thing.
Oh, God, I hate you guys so much.
Very little, literally
and
stumbled
not,
into the correct
hand. It's not personal. It's just, you know, in general.
Yeah. It's empirical. Because I just picked up the ham, like, rushed to the register because they were asses and elbows in there because it's a fucking grocery store.
The day before Thanksgiving, yeah.
2 days. I went on a Tuesday because I was like, Wednesday is going to be too much.
Yeah.
So at least there was that. But everything was real picked over and that kind of stuff. And I just, like, it was... I read up on how to prep it, and they were like, if at all possible, get bone in. And I was like, oh, I did. And they were like, and if you don't, try not to get cut, the spiral cut, pre-cut. Yeah. I was like, oh, turns out. Mm-hmm. And then they were like, get a ham shank. And I was like, no, I fucked it up. I got the butt, the pork butt. And then checked the package again, and I was like, nope, that's the shank. Well, it's a good day to be me, I
guess. I can't believe you just tripped and fell into a Thanksgiving ham.
Yep. So, made that, and then I got the material components for the spell, which were Brussels sprouts roasted in bacon fat with maple syrup, soy sauce, and a little bit of balsamic vinegar. Sprinkle in the non-sprinkle hole.
Keep going, James.
So, these Brussels sprouts turned out perfectly, and it's because there was an additional component. And the magic ingredient was Vinny took over.
Good job, Vinny.
I was cutting the Brussels sprouts and things like that, and he was like, oh, honey, you've been in the kitchen all morning, like, working on the ham and, like, getting all of that stuff. And, like, do you... I get out of here. I'll take care of these. And I was like, are you sure? And he's like, yeah, you're tired. Go sit down and watch the rest of the dog show. And I was like, yes, dog show. I fucked off to go watch the back half of the dog show. God, that sounds awful. What cover band is back half of the dog show?
Punk.
Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it'd be like
that's Ramones.
Garage punk.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So it'd be like a
Black Flag.
Garage band cover of Black Flag. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, there you go.
Back half of the dog show, opening for Witch Mommy. There you go.
Yes.
So, had an amazing meal. I was fucking stuffed to the gills. I went home, passed out, got up the next day at like 10:30, we got all of our stuff together because Jax had a thing going on the next day, and I had a show that evening. And then off we fucked over to Jenna's place for Friendsgiving.
Yay!
Had a wild time. Played lots
some
of card
Jackbox
games.
Game.
Played some Jackbox games, and then I went and did a Ville show that was nothing but game shows.
Nice.
Now,
fucking love the game show.
Yeah,
one.
That was always a fun one.
Mm-hmm.
Ordinarily, I would just leave it there.
Oh.
But we had people walk out.
Haven't had one of those in a while.
I know. What did you do?
Two people walked out.
Oh God.
And one of them waited in the lobby for Tim.
Oh. Even
to
better.
Discuss how horrible we are.
Oh,
good on you.
And I want to tell you that ordinarily this would be the cherry on top, but it's the whole fucking second scoop and a cherry. They were mad that we made jokes about Republicans. Yeah. Yep. Because at some point, the prompt was, something about doesn't buy things on Black Friday, or thinks he can't buy things on Black Friday, and the answers in Match Game were like, because he's a bigot, or because he's white, or because whatever, and then one of the folks was like, oh, my answers match everybody else's, he's a Republican. And that was apparently
funny joke,
upsetting. And Tim was like, "Well, if there are any Republicans in the audience, we've already got your money, so who cares?" Yeah. So they did. They did fuck off almost. The wife stayed behind to yell at him and demand their money back, which he was like, "Here, have it. Get out."
Yeah.
Great.
That's absolutely perfect.
Yeah. Not the right show for you. Sorry. Not actually sorry. He never apologized for us doing our show.
Good. Why would you apologize?
Right. So...
here's the thing, though. I've actually heard Tim... it's more of a sympathetic than an apologetic sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry that you were offended by this. Like, I am sorry that this hurt you in a specific way.
Yeah.
Or you're correct. The show is not for everybody. Like, but he doesn't apologize for doing the show.
No. Right.
Which I think is a very specific line that he manages really well.
Well, the thing that I think... And we've had these conversations, pulling back the curtain a little bit.
Yeah.
Backstage. But
ew, Velcro curtain.
Like, Tim, when these things happen,
that's why you need Vel.
Yes, at the same time, it's like, ha ha ha, we made somebody walk out. We're so blah blah blah. But at the same time, that actually, Tim legitimately does feel bad about that sort of thing. Not because somebody was offended.
Yeah.
But because he failed to manage expectations. And that is his job as the MC of this show, is to let people know what you are getting into.
That's true.
To establish the joking envelope so that everybody within the joking envelope knows what they are getting into and therefore is not offended. And when people do get offended, it is because he failed to set their expectations. And in that respect, Tim does feel that failure.
I think so.
But it is not an apology of, I'm sorry you were offended. It is, I'm sorry I did not manage your expectations properly.
Well, and also, I think he would have been a lot more sympathetic if they had said something like, hey, I know that our political beliefs aren't super popular. You know, whatever. It just, it cut us really deeply.
Yeah.
So that you know,
no,
we had a bad time. I just wanted to tell you that we had a bad time, and we're.
But it is that demanding?
If it had been that way,
I deserve to be. Yeah.
Well, and demanding to talk to the owner. And
to be fair, it is one of the few powers white women have. So,
and Tim was like, "Go ahead. Their contact info is on their site. I don't have it." And she was very mad about that. And as best as we can figure, the only reason that they were... We ended up with just a shitload of people who had never seen Vel before.
It happens.
But as best as we can figure, they found their way there potentially through an ad that said we were offensive comedy. And one of the cast members said, oh, they probably had in mind who would be offended.
That's fair.
Gotcha. We're not going to cater to the woke people who are offended by everything.
Right.
We're going to say whatever we want.
Right.
Gotcha.
Yeah. They figured they were safe. Yeah. Nope.
just can't cancel me.
Just the fucking opposite. I quit. But and then Tim had said, like, oh, and just to put the final fucking nail in that coffin too, as they were leaving, they mumbled some really anti-trans, like, some phobic, bigoted shit.
Oh.
And so good riddance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
Oh man, see this. This is a moment where I wish Jessa had been playing because, oh, she would have found out and gone 10 times deeper. Are you kidding me? Like, I am so proud of her.
Lean into that.
She would have been like, oh, let me tell you some more about,
yeah.
Yes. She just pulled out every joke she had.
Saturday, falling, I had promised to take my mom to a show for her birthday. None of the ticketed stage shows that we wanted to see really work with both of our schedules. So I took her to go see Wicked, and we had a blast.
I am so jealous!
Yeah.
I feel like saying that you couldn't see any of the other shows, so you settled on Wicked.
Wicked, the movie.
Oh, the movie. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. That's why.
If it
were Wicked, the stage show,
I
would not have needed to qualify.
I retract my scorn.
No, I want to see the movie so bad. I haven't found anyone to go with yet. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mentioned to Joe that Wicked was playing. He was like, I wouldn't go with you for that if we were still together. It's not happening now. And I was like, I wasn't asking you, fucker. but yeah, I'm going to need a Wicked buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies.
Well, I was going to say, Jax was doing an art show.
Yeah. Either you want to see a movie or you went full Boston there for a second.
I want to see a Wicked movie.
Yeah.
I'll show you a wicked good time.
Had an enjoyable time seeing that movie, and then Sunday went and did a thing.
Yeah.
I talked last week about first Thanksgiving. let me tell you about the rest of them. Second Thanksgiving was Thanksgiving Day. That was Friendsgiving. A couple of people you may have heard of were there.
We had
some really good food. We had there was a ham that was covered in pineapple, and there was scalloped potatoes full of dairy.
That sounds
it
really
was
good.
Amazing.
it sounded amazing.
Fuck.
It looked real pretty. It smelled incredible.
Oh yeah.
No, it was real. We did pull out some chicken breast out of the
very
fridge,
kind.
And just like, we will make you this
it
thing.
Was like, and for Raider, they was like, "Dude, what kind of chicken do you want? Do you want the thigh? Do you want breast? What kind of seasonings do you want?" Like, she was just she felt so bad that
we
I looked around and there was nothing to be.
Yeah.
Do you want it with pineapple or coconut?
God damn it. That would have been hilarious.
God damn
it. You offered to cover it in coconut at one point, I think, too. You're an asshole.
Because I'm being an asshole.
Yeah.
So we had you failed to mention the pie. The pies.
Oh, yeah.
We had pumpkin pie, because of course. And then
this one does.
I don't remember if I mentioned this last week, but a while back, my wife and I were in the car driving, listening to podcasts. And we were listening to Stuff You Missed in History Class. And they had a food historian on, specifically Southern food historian. And she started talking about cantaloupe cream pie.
Oh, yeah.
And my wife and I went, what? And it was like, I have to make this now.
Hell yeah.
Just to find it. It could be terrible, but I have to know. and so I did. I made a cantaloupe cream pie, and it went over very well.
Mm.
People seemed to like it very much. Jenna didn't try it. What a bitch.
I didn't try it. The
fucking
pie
Christ.
That had literally nothing. I could have had the sugar. If we could have extracted the sugar out of the pie, I could have had the sugar.
But it
cantaloupe
ended up,
cream,
it was a kind of a slightly loose custard.
Mm.
I wanted it like a firm applesauce.
And it didn't look like, I don't know, it looked solid enough.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like, yeah, from custard, I think is actually a really good description.
Yeah, it was, but just like layered with a cream cheese whipped topping on top. And it was really good. People enjoyed it immensely. And then the next day, I had our third Thanksgiving. this was at our friend's house, who he does another Friendsgiving at his house every Thanksgiving the day after. And I made another one. Well, so I made two cantaloupe cream pies. And it went over very well at that one, too.
Do you know what happened in my brain just now? I'm like, God, you could at least make a banana cream pie. Nope, I'm allergic to that.
No, I couldn't, yeah.
Nope.
I literally, none of this is good for me.
Yep.
But, no, that one was really good. We had the traditional turkey at that one, but we also had a pork belly roulade.
Oh, my God, yes.
Oh, holy shit, was that good.
Oh, wow.
That was real good.
That's a combination.
Super good. We took all of the kids and sent them downstairs and told them they weren't allowed to come upstairs. The adults were upstairs and the kids were downstairs, and it was better that way.
Yeah. I understand this entirely, mm-hmm. Yes.
That was great. And then Saturday, I had another Thanksgiving. I'm on number four now.
Man, not enough Thanksgiving.
Yeah, no. Number four on Saturday, this was with my wife's mother's family. And we had more pie, along with, a turkey and all of the other foods. I think it was my mother-in-law made a, creamed corn and sausage, cornbread.
Oh, my God.
Look, I love my cornbread.
Yeah.
My cornbread's incredible,
This was like a spoon bread cornbread.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know what a spoon bread is.
A spoon bread is
it's a bread that falls apart, so you have to scoop it.
It is so... Yeah, gotcha. It's kind of like a really fudgy cornbread.
Okay.
Where it doesn't... It's not a cake. You scoop it. But it was
it's kind of like the cobbler of cornbreads.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But it was, cream corn and breakfast sausage. In this thing.
That's
and it
tasty.
Was holy shit, that was a really good cornbread. brother-in-law and I were just eyeballing each other as we're taking the rest of it.
If one of us happens to die, the other one gets his leftovers.
that was four Thanksgivings, and then a funeral. The next day was another Thanksgiving. No, the next day was Sunday, which the other two keep alluding to.
It's the day that happens after Saturday.
Yeah.
I don't mean to, any spoilers or anything like that, but, yeah.
Monday.
Before Monday, yeah. So, sorry to spoil it for you, but...
It is...
For those of you who aren't that far yet.
It was the season opener for the Minnesota Frost.
Hell yeah.
What?
You may have heard me mention once or twice last year, the Professional Women's Hockey League, PWHL. The Minnesota team is now the Minnesota Frost.
Woo!
And yesterday was their home opener. Season opener, I should say. And so I was like, hey, it's the day before my birthday. Because, by the way, my birthday is... now. And I was like, it's a day before my birthday, and it's the season opener, and I want to support this, league and everything. Does anybody want to go to a game? And a bunch of people were like, yeah. Included in that list was James and Jenna. And so, a bunch of us went to the hockey game. I bought tickets. Tickets are reasonably priced, but still... kind of pricey. So I was just like, for my family, I would take myself and my daughter, because my daughter plays hockey. I've taken her to a few PWHL games. She likes the league. She knows some of the players. So it's just like, the two of us will go. My wife she enjoys hockey, but she's not gung-ho about hockey.
Yeah.
And my son is, kind of meh about it. Right. So I was like, okay, my daughter and I will go. That way we're spending half as much money on tickets for our family, and then a bunch of friends, and we'll have a good time.
Yeah.
I'll see my wife and my son
at home
the rest of the day. They don't have to do the whole day with me. It's not like they're shunning me or anything like that.
Right.
So I was like, okay, two of us for my family to go, bunch of friends, we'll have a great time. And then a week before the game, Lil' S hockey team says, hey, the PWHL marketing gave us a bunch of tickets. Who wants to go to a game?
Yep.
So we got a couple tickets there for my wife and my son, so they could now go to the game. Unfortunately, the tickets were on the literal opposite end of the arena. Mm-hmm. So my daughter sat with her team, and my wife went and sat with her, and then my son sat with me with my birthday party.
Yeah.
So all four of us were able to go to the game. Yeah, it was a good time. We had a grand old time.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
it was a great game. It was super fun. We scored 21 seconds into the game, which was exciting as shit. The game went to overtime. Unfortunately, they dropped it in overtime, but still, it was a fucking great game.
Overtime happened, and I blinked, and then we had lost. And I was like, I didn't even have time to build up a good disappointment.
Yeah,
I'm
caught me mid burp.
Yeah, it went fast, unfortunately, in overtime, but it was still a phenomenal game.
They truly battled hard.
Yeah, I enjoyed myself thoroughly. I had a great time. Watching hockey, hanging out with friends. Some of them I hadn't seen in a while. Some of them I see every fucking week. But
how about swag?
Yeah. You're wearing a hat right now.
I'm wearing a hat right now because it gets real cold in your fucking lap.
Yeah, you've got a Minnesota Frost hat, and you got a Minnesota Frost hat.
I also got a zippy.
Okay, but both of my kids also got Minnesota Frost stocking caps, and we got home, and I was like, okay, how are the two of you gonna tell your hats apart? Because the last thing you need is one of you to lose your hat and steal the other one's hat, and now only one of you has a hat. Mm-hmm. And we need to figure out a way to.
It's good thinking.
Notate those.
Not like a tag or something in here that you can just sharpie. You can just sharpie.
Little loop of thread.
Yeah. Something.
They choose a color and you just do a couple of stitches on the inside.
Like Jenna said, they sharpie the initial do that too. The tag or something. But just something we need to do.
100% acrylic.
Mm-hmm. But they're pretty, and it was very fun. But yeah, no, thoroughly enjoyed myself immensely.
Good.
And then I got my birthday present for my wife today. Because again, today is the actual birthday.
Yeah.
She got me books, which is...
It's like she knows yours.
I know, right? History books.
Ooh,
what a
shit.
Thing. Yeah.
Huh.
Bam, someone's getting laid tonight. No, in a couple of days because somebody else has to read a bunch of books.
She left me a very sweet note about, because she got me like a stack of like 7 or 8 books for our anniversary like a month ago.
Yeah.
And so she was like, I know I got you more books, but they're history books and I know you want them. Mm-hmm. Your love of history, I think, is really sweet. And I was just like, oh, one on like just like an overview of the timeline of ancient Greece, which is super helpful because there's a lot, and just kind of getting a very high level like here's the different like eras and the different things that happened in all of these eras, because you hear about all of these, you know, Plato and Aristotle and Socrates and Aristophanes and Archimedes and you know, you're just like, where do they fit in relation to each
other?
Who died and made Plato? Never mind. That is a TV quote.
Yeah,
that fucked up.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
But like, where do they fit in relation to each other? You know what I mean? Like, was Archimedes way before or way after or contemporary of Plato?
That was exactly the quote I was trying to get around to, too.
Oh, really?
I'm so mad about it.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a good place quote.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I fucked it up.
I'm sorry.
No, you don't need to apologize. I'm the one that fucked it up, and you're the one that basically salvaged the moment.
But I still feel bad for you.
Ladies. Yeah,
ladies,
don't apologize.
You're both pretty.
Okay, sorry.
I'm the pretty one here. Let's
I sympathized with you, what I was saying.
Okay. I will accept your sympathy, not your pity.
Oh, I wasn't pitying you. But good. I have been there. Looking forward to that one. And another book was like the history of archaeology.
Oh, like starting in Egypt and...
No, just like how the science of archaeology has
developed.
Rad.
Nice. Yeah. I like that.
Really looking forward to reading that one.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember what the third one is right now. But that was all something that... was secondary because today, on my birthday, my son
didn't have school, so he was home. He was going to be home all day, which he can go upstairs and play, you know, Breath of the Wild all day, and just as long as I feed him at lunchtime, you know, he's happy.
He's to the age where you really just need to make sure food gets launched in his
direction. There's fresh litter. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he does his chores when, you know, afternoon comes around and whatever, he can do what he wants.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm going to get work done because it's Monday, it's time to get some work done. Mm. And I tried to log in my computer and it was not.
Nope. It was not computer.
Nope, it was borked. And I have Slack on my phone, and I was able to get the Slack channel for our help desk. Be like, this is what's going on. Took screenshots, sent them to him. He's like, do this, do this. He's like, this is not working. So he finally was just like, I need you to bring it in. I was like, okay.
Hate that.
So I went into the office today with my son. And sat in the tech bar all day with my son while they worked on my computer, and man, it was really fucked up. Like, I was just listening to them discuss it throughout the day and work through it and say, and
as someone who has had to solve the problem that you were having,
exactly,
it sucks.
Yep.
And knowing what I know and hearing them work through the problem and try this, oh, it's doing this, this is what's happening, it's just like, oh, this is... Oh.
And the thing is, for that specific problem, you didn't do shit.
Oh, no.
Nothing happened on the network. You didn't click a doodad. It wasn't even really the computer's fault specifically.
Yeah, it's just a...
It's a bullshit situation that comes up sometimes because of entities.
Yep. Some
X-Files theme.
Registrar, you know, file, DLL gets fucked up, and it's, you're done. You're done. So thankfully they were able to salvage my files.
Oh, good.
From my various folders, and
good.
Then
do you not keep everything on a network drive?
We have things on a network drive, but I also have some things that I had locally. Just because I was working on them. And I was going to send them to the client today.
Well, now you're lucky you can.
Yeah, exactly. I can.
But you don't keep, like, a personal cloud drive space or anything?
I do, yes. But these files, I hadn't put on there.
You know, I always roll my windows up just in case it rains so that doesn't happen.
Exactly. Thank you, James. Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, I always turn my lights off when I get out of the car just to make sure that...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense. Anyway...
I did help desk for 4 years, and that was the one thing that I could not get over with doctors, is they would save everything locally.
Oh, God.
And we're talking, like, 10 years worth of whatever. Mm-hmm. And, like, so that one is just ingrained in my brain. You fucking set up your network drive, and you save all your shit there, goddamn. Yeah. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not a doctor, so I don't know why.
Nothing beats finding out that my dad was storing and filing things in the trash bin.
Mm-hmm. I see. Yep. Oh, no, I had some templates for, like, we have various
things,
slideshow, PowerPoint. Yeah. That's what I call it. PowerPoint presentations for clients to walk them through the process that we're going to be going through for the next six weeks. And you have the template, and then you just drop in the client's name and you shuffle things around based on their specific, you know, thing that you're working on. You know, like those templates were just on my local drive because whatever.
Mm-hmm. Like those Christmas books that you can get for kids that have their name written into it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, just, again,
I save those Christmas books to my network drive too.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Nothing that I couldn't rebuild, obviously. Right. It was just like, I had them locally, so I didn't have to go find them.
Look, if I couldn't shame Salsa on his birthday, I don't know what I'm doing here.
Oh, that's okay. I feel no shame.
I'm trying, though, man.
Oh, good try.
I need you to know.
No, yeah, I feel none. Again, nothing was lost. Nothing would have been lost that couldn't have been recovered.
Sure.
But yeah, you had to reimage the thing and start over. And yeah, they're going to, and it came up to like 4:30 and people are like, we're going home. So tomorrow morning they'll remote into my computer and see how things ran overnight and kind of poke at it and find out what, you know, 'cause all of my different like company programs that I need to do my job. Like, once they install everything, they're like, okay, now we need to just let it
go
install all these things, and this will take a few hours. So go home and leave your computer turned on, and let it do its thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was exciting. And then we came home, and my poor son was an absolute rock star. He just played Breath of the Wild all day at my office instead of at home.
But, well, there you go. Yeah.
Well, that's what I did on my birthday, is sit in my company office and let them fix my computer.
Your birthday gift was, your computer's broken and you don't have to work.
Kind of. I did at one point message my wife. I was like, maybe this is the universe telling me to take the day off.
Yeah?
And she was like, I mean, that's a pretty good idea. Yeah. And I was like, but I'm going to need it tomorrow.
Yeah.
Is the problem.
Yeah.
I absolutely would. But otherwise, also, I would have to do this tomorrow. So,
right. Let's,
yeah.
So this was a lead up to the actual birthday gift, was what you were...
Yeah, and then I got home, and there was my present. Because my wife texted me. She was like, did you get the present I left on the cake table? And I was like, I'm not at home. So, anyway,
there
we go. We should take a break.
Yes.
All right.
And refill these drinks.
Yes, please.
All right, we'll be right.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Man, this drink is fucking... I'm already halfway done with this.
I have been
half
casual about
bag.
Mine.
Mm.
It's fucking tasty.
Yeah. They are very good.
Oh, fuck.
All right, are we recording yet?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We're back. Salsa.
James.
Jenna.
All right.
Fast five.
Fast five.
Jesus Christ, you guys. We'll get it.
We're professionals.
We will. We'll get the hang of this.
You know what? Another 14 years, we'll finally have that down.
What if it just progressively gets more and more unspooled? Is the problem that I'm having? What if this is like finding Christmas lights in
a
box?
At some point, there must be resolution. That's how these things work.
Yeah, with Christmas lights, you just throw them out. Eventually,
What?
You just
counterpoint,
give up.
What if there's not?
No, because...
She's literally been spreadsheeting all of these episodes.
I refuse to believe that this is how I end my life.
What if that is the resolution?
To be fair, she is a woman. She is used to not having resolution and being disappointed.
Wow. I just saw helicopters flying from Jenna's glasses.
I don't even know now.
That is, I would love to say that's unique to you, but again, that's most women.
No, it's,
that salsa's
it's dated. It only pertains more to me because I've had it happen more often because of the law of statistics and numbers.
Yeah.
No, that is legitimately though, that is one of the reasons I love my wife, is even back when we were dating, she was not gonna put up with that sort of thing. Yeah. She was just like, okay, you're done, what about me?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna pretend or any bullshit like that.
No. Good.
I want
fix
mine.
The problem.
Good.
Yeah.
You're done, I don't care. Get down there.
Mm-hmm.
Get to work.
Yeah.
Put on the gloves.
Yeah. No,
get in there.
Yeah,
get the little headlight.
She's like, I've never
had a lunch.
Never done
better
that.
Yet,
never
don't.
Going to.
I'm watching you hungry.
Fuck that.
Pack lunch. I brought dessert. Boom.
Get that.
Guess
cream
what? It's
topping.
Pry. Okay. Okay.
Too far. Too far.
Fast Five. Today's Fast Five comes to us from.
I've had my thumb on the button this entire time.
So did
Are
he,
we not
apparently.
Doing phrasing?
Mm. That's what he said, she said.
God damn it, we've lost the flow. Today's Fast Five comes to us from.
I already did the thing. All right. I'm not getting another.
She climaxed already. Yeah.
I'll finish myself off, I guess.
Yes.
Thank goodness.
Stefan Senpai!
Senpai!
All right. Opening thoughts.
God damn.
Oh, this is, by the way, time sensitive.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
So if you submitted a not time sensitive one,
it got bumped.
It's next.
And there's a very good reason for that.
Oh.
Because, opening thoughts, Steam Secret Santa season is here again! I've posted the rules in the AON Discord.
Oh, I just lost the game.
Indeed.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Hmm?
What? We should have a link to the Discord on the website.
I will post that.
Check that that's still active, because sometimes the invite thing closes up after a while.
I'll post specifically to the rules he's talking about.
Yeah, if anyone specifically has problems getting in, just let us know. Yes.
And then you have to go back to Claire's and they re-pierce it.
James, you're confusing an already confusing situation.
Yeah, don't help.
Yay!
Don't do that.
For those that are uninitiated, and I think most of you at this point are, but for those that don't know, AON does a Secret Santa for Steam games every year.
Can we be more accurate? Stefan Senpai.
Does a lot of the heavy lifting.
AON sponsors it. But Stefan, I was coming to it. Right. Stefan is the one who does all the work. He organizes it, he doles it out. But you basically say, yes, I'm in, and then Stefan will give everybody the rules and the, you know, who their Steam person is. And then you make sure that you're friends with everybody that's in the.
Yeah.
Sharing thing. And then on Christmas Day, during all the Steam sales, you buy games for people for Christmas.
Yep.
And I get James for the fourth year in a row.
Yeah. And then he gets a bunch of games that you didn't ask for.
No, I get Salsa for the fourth year in a row, and James gets me for the fourth year
and
in a row.
And you get games that you didn't want.
Yep.
Oh, God. Would anybody want a copy of any of these weird dating sim things? I have so many just sitting in my library.
There's a new Honey Pop coming out.
God damn it.
Mm-hmm. Is that
Stefan, I have one request.
Orc Massage Parlor.
Oh my God. I have two requests, Stefan.
God.
One, I don't want James as my partner this year. Two, I want Orc Massage Parlor.
Kind of, yeah. Actually, that sounds a little weird. That sounds... like fun in that weird what the fuck kind of way.
Yeah, that sounds
as
like one of Jenna's
to the rest
dates.
Of it.
Huh.
One.
Question number one.
Ding.
No.
Yeah. The dryer didn't like it either.
Wait a sec. No.
No.
Oh God.
No, you gotta keep trying.
Am I
not
being
not
heard?
The one.
Who's not being
heard?
No,
that's not the one.
What? Okay.
Who is it?
You're bad at this.
Whatever. Who did what?
All right.
Are you trying to mute James?
Yeah.
Wi-Fi 6 good. Or 5G?
Wi-Fi 6 or 5G? Which one do I use more
5G.
Often? Or which one do we think is going to kill us eventually? I don't think 5G is going to do anything bad to me.
5G just comes up more often.
Yeah.
It
does.
Honestly.
Yeah.
That seems like a safer bet.
Mm-hmm. It is. It is a thing that is a buzzword that I have heard within the last week.
Look, I watch my pizza rolls in the microwave. 5G is not going to do anything that hasn't already happened to me. Okay.
Okay. Question number two: delivery or store pickup?
DiGiorno.
Delivery more often than not. If I'm going to go to the trouble of having somebody get all of my groceries and shit together. Then I'm going to ask that they deliver it. Because that extra, like, $20 is always worth it.
If I'm going to the store, I'm going to shop.
at the store.
Exactly. That's the thing. Very rarely do I do a store pickup. Unless I've done store pickup just a couple of times. On my way out to Fest.
Oh.
Okay.
Time is
up. I could see that.
If I am going from my place to Fest and I know the Target in between me and that, I can online have them do all of the shopping for me and I can just pick it up at the Target on the way out to Fest.
Seems like an extremely generous
thing.
So
I have done that, and I think I did a Home Depot thing that way once, too, when I was doing, like, tent setup during Fringe while having meetings for the Horror Fest. You know, that kind of shit.
Yeah.
But, yeah, if I know something is going to be on the way and I can pick it up on the way to the thing, I have done that a few times, but it's usually just, like, a time crunch. I don't want to have to see if the delivery is actually going to show up on time or whatever other kind of thing.
So similar to that, like we obviously we did it during the pandemic, but my wife will, like, she's directing a play right now, and you know, is getting home at 8 o'clock, 8:30, 9 o'clock at night.
Right.
She doesn't have time to do all of that, stop at the store on the way home. She swings by, grabs the stuff on the way home, and we've got it.
Yeah.
Fine. But 9 times out of 10, if I'm going to the store, I want to actually walk in the store and
do
look
the
at
shopping.
Things my shelf. Look at the store shelves, see the condition, pick up the things, look at them, see what's
agreed.
On sale.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So delivery.
Delivery.
Okay.
Question number 3. Factor.
I won't fucking end you, James.
Or HelloFresh.
Okay, so Factor has the pre-prepared meals that you just microwave.
Yep.
HelloFresh has the meals that are most, like, the prep.
The mise en place is done.
Yeah.
But you still need to cook it.
Yes.
Factor is everything is prepared, you just need to warm.
Yeah. Blue Apron is the one where you have to do all of the prep. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, at least, so
didn't Jax have HelloFresh when living with me, and there was a lot of prep work involved?
Well, so the
I believe Factor is owned by HelloFresh.
Maybe so, but the prep work that I'm thinking of that is already done is divvying things out into individual portions so that they match the meal. Where when I got Blue Apron, this was when Blue Apron was brand new. Yeah. Blue Apron, you would just get like a big thing of broccoli, and you'd get a big thing of chicken breasts, and you would get a big thing of, you know, and then you had to, like, divvy stuff out into the different recipes.
Oh.
Okay.
Which sucked. And it created less waste, but it also took so much more time.
Sure.
Yeah, you may as well have gone grocery shopping with a well-prepared
effectively.
List.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and you know what? If it's going to lead to that, great. Yeah. But the HelloFresh stuff, if
it's portioned but not prepared.
Right. And so you're still cutting the vegetables and that kind of stuff.
Right. Okay.
Which is fine. But the thing is, I really feel like this is designed for people who have more than 2 people in their household, just based on the minimum portions and that kind of stuff. I really feel like this is for people who have time to do the prep, because even though it says a half an hour, that's lying. That's just flat out fucking lies. It's a half an hour in the oven.
Sure.
That's not a half an hour to prep.
Right.
That's so I found that when I was doing Blue Apron that I was spending roughly 2.5 hours on every meal.
Okay.
With HelloFresh, I found that I was spending about 1.5 hours.
Okay.
And then there's cleanup. And eating. So, like, that's not...
Factoring in eating time is not something that's not a recipe's job.
Well, not the recipe's job, but when you're trying to think of, I need dinner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How does dinner happen? If I go to a restaurant and it's 1 hour, I don't have to do any work, and I'm getting fed, so...
I had started Blue Apron, and I was doing really well on it, and then I got added to a combat show, and I just fell behind, and then this box slowly expanded in my fridge, and, like, that's terrible. Yep. All right.
Factor, I, like...
I don't want to disparage Factor, mm-hmm. but it seems like a glorified TV dinner.
It is.
Kind of. Yeah. Might be more healthy.
But possibly more healthy.
It's more like the Weight Watchers meals.
Yeah,
or,
but yeah. It still strikes me as just go to the store and get a Weight
Watchers. Now, which one am I more likely to get? Actually, thinking about this, because I have looked at Factor, because I'm that lazy bitch. But like when everything is pre-prepared,
mm-hmm.
That means that there are often ingredients in them that I can't have.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so something more like HelloFresh mm-hmm. would be more up my speed because I can decide what ingredients right. are going to be
well,
in
I
it.
Believe they're imminent, like extremely customizable as well.
Not so. As much as
I'm talking
think.
About HelloFresh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, HelloFresh. I think that's what.
Yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying.
That's what I said.
But yeah. no, I.
But Factor is not.
What I'm saying yeah. is even yeah. for them to send things to you,
yeah.
like I'm not even talking about like you can decide once you have the ingredients in hand, you can decide what to put in. I mean, like they won't even send the ingredients that you don't want.
To a certain extent.
Okay.
Yeah. Honestly, sure. here's the thing. They yeah. really just don't have enough meals that I can eat, so I'm okay. not going to buy yeah. in either yeah. of these.
Sure.
But if I had to... HelloFresh, I would at least have enough meals that I could put in my own substitutions
gotcha.
For.
Okay.
Right.
That.
Okay. Yeah.
I am going to be very much a snob on this one. I know. I haven't done either of them. I learned how to cook when I was 5. Mm-hmm. My sure. mom thought that was a very important skill for us mm-hmm. to have.
Your mom is a better mom than mine. Nobody's surprised.
Nobody is surprised at all. But my mom, growing up, she was just like, someday you are going to not be home with mama, and you are going to need to know how to cook, you're going to need to know how to sew, you are going to need to know mm-hmm. these life mm-hmm. skills. Yep. You're going to need to know how to iron your clothes.
Yes.
So yep. I am going to tell you, I don't care, boy, girl, whatever.
I taught myself to iron. My dad taught me to sew, and yeah. They both kind of tried to impart cooking and baking, mm-hmm. but I didn't grasp it until I was doing that for myself sure. and had yeah. enough space.
I
to
taught
fuck
myself
it up
to do
times.
Everything because fuck my parents. Mm. But continue,
yeah,
please,
but,
Salsa.
But it was yeah. But that is something I grew up knowing how to do, and mm-hmm. having the wife that I do, and the family that I do, and mm-hmm. the extended family that I do. Like cooking is something that I know how to do. I don't yeah. need to have. Prepackaged things. I know how to do that for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Factor seems like something, again, don't want to disparage, seems like a glorified, you know, TV dinner.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if I'm at home working, sometimes that's just what I need.
Right.
Correct.
I don't...
That's kind of who they're catering
I can't,
to.
I can't yep. walk away and go cook a meal and eat it. I just need to throw something in the microwave.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't think I would use HelloFresh. I think I would use Factor.
Yeah, fair.
Mm. So I'm going Factor.
One of the things that we did do was hang on to all of our menu cards from HelloFresh.
Mm. Sure.
And then we've been like just well, today discussing like, going and getting the ingredients.
Like you were saying,
and
that's the point.
Bacon Brussels sprouts that y'all
yeah.
made.
Yeah.
God, those were good. Bacon mm-hmm. wrapped Brussels sprouts are so
yeah.
good.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you make those again, let me know. We'll just come over. It's fine.
All right. Question number 4. Gerbil or parakeet?
Which screeching pet?
They're both awful.
Or if you had to eat one,
yeah.
I would eat gerbil.
I think a gerbil has more meat.
I would
on
eat
it.
Gerbil.
I think gerbil
it.
Is. Don't they eat those in
various other? I mean, medieval
Brazil,
recipes.
I think
they're
yeah.
all over the place. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Romans, I'm sure, would eat them.
I mean, I you know. When in Rome, I guess.
I would eat gerbil.
Yeah. If you would eat squirrel, you would probably eat gerbil.
I'd rather not, but, like, you know.
You know what? I want to try hedgehog.
Really?
That's apparently something, like, they eat them occasionally in England, because they're common in England.
They're so common over there, yeah.
Gotcha.
Too bad, like, during, like, the war, it was, like, they had, like, recipes for hedgehog in case, like... they didn't have anything
in case
else
of supply
eat.
Issue.
Yeah,
it comes with its own toothpicks.
Yep. So,
God damn it.
I wouldn't mind trying hedgehog just to find out.
Sure.
But yeah, I'd try.
I would rather have a parakeet as a pet.
Hmm.
That's it. That's
hedgehogs
where
are
I'm going
really
with it.
Cute.
They live so. Are they? Though?
But it's not a hedgehog. Yeah. It's gerbil.
Oh, gerbil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gerbil or parakeet.
Ugh. I don't...
I'd rather have a parakeet.
Can I just have one keet?
Oh, my God. Worse than me.
No, God. Because if you have keets, then it's a poet.
I would take poetry over a bird.
I would. Yeah. Can I have a poet keet?
And I will love him, and I will squeeze him, and I will call him George.
Yeah. Oh my so God. The fuck. Okay.
Like, I don't know, man. I feel like if you get a gerbil, you're just expecting it to die within a couple weeks anyway.
Pretty much. Mm-hmm. Also, a gerbil can stay pretty happily inside an enclosure.
There is that.
And a parakeet's going to shit on all of the shelves
and live high a lot up. Longer.
Yeah.
Potentially. I think parrots live the longest.
Parrots, yes. Yeah, but the parakeets will live longer than a gerbil.
I think both of them are pretty, like... I think temperamental, like short-term,
2 years.
Like they're just not. Why do we keep them as pets? Kind of pets, like is this a Johnny's first pet?
They teach kids about death. One.
Oh God.
They teach kids patience.
Two.
Like.
All right. Gerbil, gerbil, parakeet,
parakeet,
or.
I gerbil.
Okay, so gerbil, gerbil, fine. Turkey. Okay,
yeah. Sure.
Question number five. Yes or no? Five.
Yes!
Oh, I like it. Yes.
You know what? I'm sold.
Yes, and.
All right.
All right.
All right.
May as well go all in.
I had a different answer in my heart, but you changed my mind.
Okay.
That's not that
question
tricky.
Question number one, Wi-Fi 6
really
or 5G,
not a lot there.
Which advanced wireless communication protocol are you not making use of yet? I don't know.
Wi-Fi 6. Yeah.
I could be. I
use 5G pretty constantly.
Yeah. That's pretty much my whole setup.
None clue. Don't care. Right. It works. That's all I care about.
Hmm.
I would say probably Wi-Fi 6, but man.
Salsa, internet. Works in tech.
Yeah. Wires make internet go.
Yeah. This is, tech is a big field, and this is part of that field that I don't care about.
Mm-hmm.
I care about other parts.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You heard me. That is the pull quote that will go on our website. I care about other parts.
That's his epitaph.
Question number two, delivery or store pickup. How do you get your prescription medication?
Ooh, delivery.
If you have any.
Yep.
Go to the store.
Capsule will deliver it to you essentially for free, and they have a huge number of selections, and there's an app, and it's so convenient.
I currently, because I have a new medication, I actually have to wait 6 months before it becomes properly available for my OptumRx. So right now I do both. Porque no los both.
Right.
But I will be swapping that over to my OptumRx because that is also free for me.
Mm-hmm.
And a variety of people for whom the insurance has it associated.
My park and ride is... next door to the pharmacy.
That's fair.
Question number three, Factor or HelloFresh? Which home delivery meal service is more appealing? In case you aren't aware, Factor is heat and eat, whereas HelloFresh delivers uncooked ingredients for you.
Factor is more appealing to me for basically the reasons you said. If I'm going to need something, I'm just going to want to pop it in.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they don't have things.
That's the other pull quote right there.
Great. They don't have anything for me.
Jenna's epitaph.
Yep.
Yeah.
I didn't kill today so far. That's my epitaph.
Yeah.
Don't you forget it.
Yep.
All right. Question number four, gerbil or parakeet. Which caged pet is more work to care for?
Probably the parakeet.
Parakeet, I'm going to say. Yeah.
Right,
it's just like the tropical fish of the air.
All right. Question number five. Yes or no? What did we all say?
We said yes.
We all said yes? Good.
Apparently.
Can I safely assume that all three of the hosts are going to sign up for the Steam Secret Santa?
Yes.
Yes.
We chose correctly.
Hooray.
Hell yeah.
All right. Closing thoughts.
I'm dreaming of a white...
Christmas.
Doodle-doo-doo.
While playing games on my PC.
That's it. That's it.
Great.
Thank you so very much to Stefan for sending in that fast buy. It's fantastic.
You,
and don't forget to sign up for the Steam Secret
yep.
Santa.
Yeah.
If
we'll
you've
make
done
sure
it before, you know how
screen.
Awesome it is. And if you haven't done it before, it's really fucking fun.
It's so fucking
it
good.
It is genuinely a so good time. Good. You open up your Steam on Christmas morning, and there's all these games. It's so great.
And sometimes a haiku from and, James.
Yeah.
4 years in
so,
a row.
You know, swings and roundabouts. But... Yeah. that is literally how our catchphrase was invented.
Mm-hmm.
Buckle for the sex.
The sex.
Yeah.
Was a Steam Santa situation. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a selling point now that I said it out loud. But anyway, does anybody have a shout out?
I want to, and this is going to sound gross, but I want to give a shout out to Salsa, actually. Not because you exist, that's awful. But like, I went to a hockey game, and I got swag, and I'm a fan now.
It was super fun.
And no, thank you for putting all of that together and making sure nobody got lost,
and
mostly.
All of the games are streaming free on YouTube.
Ooh. All right.
So you don't have to pay for a, like, ESPN app or anything like that.
Nice. So. But yeah, also, thanks for being a host and pushing buttons and booze and whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
That bullshit.
That was a really good booze.
That was a good selection.
Nelly,
I'm
going
to remember
Look,
that one.
Very few episodes do you actually win. And this is another one.
Hey, I said, I said funny jokes. I had a good booze.
I know.
So
you have
right
books waiting
so,
for you?
You got so close this time. So oh.
There it is.
Wow.
There it is.
Wow.
Starting to crawl out of my hole in Genoa. Nope.
Back in your cage.
Back in your cage.
Whack.
Put me back in my place.
Anyway, but you got close, so shout out to you.
Yeah.
James.
My shout out is going to be to Stefan Senpai for, like, making us a part of this wonderful tradition and doing a lot of the heavy lifting and legwork in
so
and around it. And thank you so much. And we just, like, I appreciate the fuck out of this event. Every year I look forward to it. I've very actually been thinking about it for more than a month now.
Wow.
So, yeah. Yep. Thank you, Stephanie.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to my company's IT team because I dropped a real sticky one in their lap today. And
a computer.
Yeah. He spent quite literally his entire working day on my computer.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was calling people, he was messaging people. I've actually got a picture on my phone. I won't, for privacy's sake,
yeah,
post
right.
it or anything like that. But
absolutely.
I took a picture of him because he had his laptop with Zoom, and he was holding it up to my laptop to show the people on Zoom like what it was doing. And I just thought it was so adorable.
That's amazing. It was but, like, now kiss.
Yes. I felt bad for the guy, and he had a great sense of humor about it. Like, he was cracking jokes, you know, throughout the day,
nice.
and keeping me just informed of what was going on. Yeah, knocking it out of the park for the messy problem that he was dealing with. Turns out there was two computers that were having the same problem.
Ooh.
Mine and one of our employees in the Philippines.
You're a bit of a parakeet in a coal mine.
And he was like, I hope we can figure out what's wrong with yours, because I got to tell the guy in the Philippines how to fix it.
God. Well, you know what? I'm glad you were there for your international co-worker.
Yeah.
Step one, bring it into the office. Fuck.
Yeah, exactly. It was because he was just like, I can do a re-imaging here in the office, no problem. But I'm going to have to tell the guy over Zoom how to do this at home.
Right?
Yeah. But he was like, if a third computer comes in, now it's an event. Now my job gets infinitely worse.
Right.
So we'll see if any other people report this. But yeah, it was he did a great job. Full nice. Kudos to that. Does anybody have anything to plug?
Oh my God, you guys!
Shit, Jenna's got things.
Did you know? Over this last weekend, there was a fuck off. I did a Klingon thing. Yeah. So I'll be home for Kalis. The Hallmark parody of the season did in fact open this past weekend.
Nice.
And boy howdy, is this just like people have been like, that was so delightful.
I've been hearing buzz.
I'm really excited about it. So we do have a bunch of shows, 11-ish shows left, which sounds like a lot more than there actually are.
It goes fast.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, this week and next week, at 7:30 p.m. Not the 15th. The 15th. Mm-hmm. There is not a 7:30 show. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 7:30 p.m. This coming Sunday has a 7:30 p.m., but not final Sunday. And then we also have matinee shows Saturdays and Sundays at 2 p.m. for both weekends. This coming Saturday, I will be attending both the 2 p.m. matinee of I'll Be Home for Kalis, the Hallmark parody of the season. And then after that, I'm going to go over to Mounds Theater and see It's an Honorable Life, which is the other Klingon holiday show that's happening. Yes. So that is totally doable for a couple of these days, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But this Saturday, 2 p.m., I'll be home for Kalis. I'll be there. And then 7:30, I'll be at It's an Honorable Life at the Mounds Theater. So Phoenix, then Mounds, if you want to follow me. If you want to avoid me, there are other opportunities for you to go see this show.
Yeah. Jesus.
And honestly, there's even other opportunities for you to see both shows in one day.
Mm-hmm.
So look for those and have fun. It is delightful. We have Christmas ornaments. We have Christmas ornaments that you can get that has everybody's signatures on them.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. It's super adorable. We have a holiday market, so you can show up early for the show, do a little bit of holiday marketing.
Mm-hmm.
In the lobby area, there's a lot of really awesome vendors that are there. So high recommend for that. It's so much fun. They do we have a VIP package where you get to sit up at the front at a table and you get a commemorative mug and you get like hot cocoa so that you can watch the show.
But that's amazing.
With your little mug and your hot cocoa. Because it's a Hallmark parody.
Yeah.
You need hot cocoa. That's important.
It is.
Indeed.
So,
I would agree.
Do it up. I will make sure that we're still posting that link. But you got this weekend and next weekend, more or less. There's a lot of shows over the course of the next 2 weeks, but it's just this. It's going to go by way faster than you think it is. So get your tickets ahead of time, because we're getting a little funnier. So just make sure you have those tickets before you go.
It's a good problem for you to have. It's not a great problem for the audience to have if they're trying to see it.
Right.
So they'll want to get their tickets right away.
Right. And far we haven't had a complete sellout before a show, but we have had a lot of tickets go. So especially if you're thinking of final weekend, get those tickets ahead of time.
Yeah.
Just get them ahead of time and then you don't have to worry about it.
Or
just
if you're bringing a bunch of friends, and you should.
Yeah, and
then
you should.
Just make sure that there are enough seats.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Do it up. So, yep, that's what I have to plug. Pluggity plug, plug, plug. Nope. Anything, James?
Nothing at the moment.
All right.
I'm very confused.
Nothing for me either.
All right.
I guess.
I'm the only one with holiday spirit.
I do have something to plug.
Oh. Well,
the Steam Secret Santa.
Yeah, do that.
Go to the Discord.
Sure.
Do the thing.
React to Stefan's post.
The post you post.
So he knows that you want in on that. Do it.
Mm-hmm.
Do it.
Do it. Do it. Do it.
Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Bye-bye, love you, bye-bye,
bye. In that case, thank you very much to everybody who listens to this podcast. Thank you to Stefan for sending in that Fast 5.
Yay,
and also setting up the Steam Seekers. Anna.
Yes.
On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
Take it away, salsa.
Cha.
Cha, 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 cha.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.